Welcome to Stories in the Valley. I'm your host, Charles Kiernan. The fun of St. Patrick's Day is still lingering in the air. I have some Guinness I haven't yet finished drinking. Why don't you pour yourself a stout, sit back and imagine you are in a pub, and let Thomas Egan entertain you with an Irish tale. Local storyteller Thomas Egan, a member of the Lehigh Valley Storytelling Guild, is also a professor of Irish history, and one who enjoys sharing these Irish tales. Here is a story recorded at the Parkland Community Library in North Whitehall in 2012, entitled Finding the True Pot of Gold.
Back in Ireland in the ancient days, there were many kinds of fairies. However, one of the types of fairies, probably the oldest, and maybe arguably the oldest and grumpiest, was called a leprechaun. Now, the leprechauns were the kind of fairies who didn't much like to associate with anybody. They didn't like to associate with people at all. And the reason they didn't like to associate with people was that one of the jobs they had was to guard the fairy gold. And leprechauns had that as one of the things they did in life, is they guard the pots of gold that belonged to the fairies. And they knew people wanted to steal this gold. So they deliberately avoided any contact with people as best they could. They also didn't like the other fairies much either. And the reason they didn't like the other fairies much is because one of their major roles in the world was as a shoe repair. They were cobblers, and they fixed shoes, fairy shoes. The thing that drove the leprechauns crazy was that all the other fairies liked to sing and dance and spend money and have a great old time and gay time, and they'd wear their shoes out. And that would make a lot more work for the poor leprechauns. And so they often had a grumpy, grouchy look about them. Now, one of the things you want to do is to appreciate that if you could somehow get a hold of a leprechaun, it would really be in your interest to do that, because if you can get him and make him a little bit afraid of you, you can maybe get him to tell you where the pot of gold is that he's guarding, because surely he's guarding a pot of gold. Now, what you want to look for, like when you're walking up in Trexler Park and you go by a deep woods, what you want to listen for is a little tapping sound. Tap, 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 tap. What's that the sound of? That's the sound of the fairies fixing shoes, the leprechaun fixing his shoes. And when you carefully go down the wooded trail and look in and look at through the bushes, you might just see a leprechaun. At first, you might think it's a child. They're about the height of your knee. But when you look real close at the face is very old and wrinkly and very unpleasant and unhappy looking. They'll probably be dressed in a gray smock with a leather apron over it, with two big pockets for the nails to fix the shoes. They often have a pipe, a little pipe that they smoke. And they have usually a red or a green cocked hat with a feather in it. And so that's what you want to look at when you go into the woods and you're looking for a fairy. As you look through the bushes, and if you hear this little tap, 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 but once you get them, even though they look old and they look slow, and they're very quick and they're very, very tricky. They're very, very tricky. So when you get a hold of one, make sure you hang on to one, because if you don't, you'll be a very sorry person, as the story I'm about to tell you shows plainly. The story is called Finding the True Pot of Gold. Not too long ago, in the west of Ireland, there was a poor couple, Tom and Mary, and they lived in a small cottage near a wooded area in the west of Ireland. They were very poor people, but they were getting by. They had a couple of scrawny chickens in the yard and one skinny old cow, and the land was too small for them to make a living on it. So what Tom used to do is he would go out and hire himself out as a day laborer in the neighborhood farming areas. So this one day, Tom is coming back from work in a nearby farm, and he's very tired, and he's going down this dusty road by a wooded area, and what does he think he hears? Tap, 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 tap. Now, Tom is a very poor man, but he's no fool, and he knows what he may be hearing here is the sound of a leprechaun, and if he's hearing a leprechaun, there's probably a pot of gold nearby. So Tom slows down and very carefully, so as not to make any noise, peers through this thorn bush that he sees by the side of the road, opens up opens up the branches carefully not to rattle and rustle those branches. And sure enough, what does he see? But a little man sitting next to a stump in a little chair, smoking a pipe. He has a gray leather coat on with a leather apron on it with two big pockets on it. He has a little pipe, and he's working on a tree stump as a workbench. And on the left of the tree stump is all these soles and heels, and on the right are all these worn-out shoes. And what he's doing is taking a worn-out shoe and then putting soles, new soles and heels on it. Tap, 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 tap with his little hammer. So Tom says to himself, it is a leprechaun, and if I could just get a hold of him, maybe we can get out of this poverty and misery that we're living in that little mud hut that we're living in up by the woods up there. So he gets down on his knees, and he carefully goes into the bushes, careful not to make any noise, rattle the bushes, and he reaches in very carefully, and he grabs him, and he pulls him out through the bushes. And the leprechaun says, what's going on here? What are you doing with me? Why are you bothering me? Who the heck are you? And Tom says, sir, I know you're a leprechaun, and because you're a leprechaun, there's gold nearby. And I want you to tell me where the gold is. Are you daft, man? I don't know where there's any gold. There's no gold near me. What are you talking about? Oh, you can't fool me. My granny told me that when you guys were around, there was definitely gold. So I'm going to hang on to you till you tell me where the gold is. Well, there is no gold. I'm not telling you nothing. Mm-hmm. Well, then I'm just going to shake you until I make you tell me where the gold is. So with that, the leprechaun calmed down. He says, well, I'll tell you what. If I promise to show you where the fairy gold is, would you let me go? And Tom thinks for a minute, well, that's a fair bargain. Mm-hmm. So I'll come with me then. I'll show you where it is. So they walk into the woods, the two of them, Tom holding the little leprechaun in his hand with a death grip because he knows he doesn't dare let it go. So they go into the woods, and they get to an oak tree about this, you know, a foot in diameter, maybe a little bigger. And they come to the, and the fairy, the leprechaun says, this is where the gold is buried, under the tree. And Tom says, oh, thank you. And he's about to let him go, and he says, oh my gosh, I don't have me shovel. How am I gonna dig up the gold without my shovel? So he said to the leprechaun, sir, I know I promised I'd let you go, but I can't. I've got to take you back to my house while I get my shovel. And the leprechaun says, you're a liar, Fitzpatrick. You told me you would let me go. You won't. You broke your promise. Now you've got to do what you said. And Tom says, well, I really can't because I don't have my shovel and I'll never be able to dig up the gold. How will I ever find this? If I leave you go and go home to get my shovel, how would I ever find this tree again? So the leprechaun says, well, you got this nice red scarf around your neck, don't you? And Tom says, yes. Well, why don't you take that scarf and tie it to the tree? And then when you get back, you'll know exactly where the gold is and which tree it is. So Tom thinks a minute. He says, you know, these fellas are really tricky, and I got to be careful. But Granny did say they will keep their promise. If you can trust them to keep their word, but you got to be really careful with them. So Tom agrees to the bargain, and he goes home to get his shovel. He runs home. Mary, I found a leprechaun. Well, where is he? Well, I let him go. Mm-hmm. He promised he showed me where the gold was, and I've got to get my shovel. You fool! You let him go? You let a leprechaun go? What's the matter with you? But Tom said, I don't have time now. He runs back, gets his shovel. It's almost near dark. He runs back into the woods looking for this tree. And what do you think he found? What do you think he found? All these trees had red scarves tied around them. Oh, Tom was mad. He was furious, and he was even more worried about going home and telling his wife because she would scold him for being such a fool. And so he went home, and he very dejected that day. And he said, you know, that fella tricked me. If I ever catch him again, he's never going to trick me again. Mm-hmm. I won't be made a fool twice. So every day Tom goes out and works in the fields. And every time he comes home, he hopes and hopes and hopes he'll hear that telltale tap, 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 tap. And days go by and nothing seems to be happening. And Tom just gets more depressed all the time. What a fool I was. I had a chance to get a fortune. And look at us now, as poor as we are. What should I do? Well, one day, just as he had about given up ever finding this leprechaun again, he's coming home from work, and he hears tap, 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 I says, I hope it's the same one. And he gets down on his knees and he looks through the bushes. He spots him. Oh, yeah, there he is. I got to be real quiet. Go in through the bushes, get down real low, go into the bushes, open it up, and grab him and pull him back through. I got you now, you little son of a gun. You tricked me before, but you won't trick me again. And if you give me any trouble, I'm going to take you home to my wife, and she's got some big wooden soup spoons. She'll make short work of you. Now, are you going to tell me where this fairy gold is or not? And the leprechaun says, well, Mr. Fitzpatrick, I did trick you the last time. But if you'll bear with me today you'll have the fairy gold. I will show you where the gold is if you just don't do these horrible things you're threatening me. Everything will be fine, Tom Fitzpatrick. Just come with me. Well, where's the gold? You see that hill up there with that big stone cairn over the hill, on top of the hill? We got to go up there. So Tom says, well, all right. So they start marching up this hill, climbing this grass hill, and on the top is a big stone cairn. And when they get to the top of the hill, the leprechaun says, you see that cave there? We got to go into that cave because the gold's in that cave. Now, Tom's a little dubious about this. He's a little, I don't know about this. And the leprechaun says, now, Tom, you're going to have to put me down for a second because I got to get me lantern. But if I put you down, you're going to scoot away. No, I promise you. I just got to get me lantern. We've got to have the lantern to see what's going on in the cave. But Tom's like, oh, all right. So the leprechaun goes over behind a thorn bush and picks up this tiny little lantern and he lights it up. Now, you'd think a tiny little lantern wouldn't show much light. But this one had a really bright light, like a 100-watt bulb. You know, they didn't have lights back then. What hadn't been born yet. But they went into the cave, and the leprechaun's leading the way, swinging his lantern, and Tom's following along, going along. Now, what's happening is the cave's getting smaller and smaller, and Tom finds he has to bend over. Leprechaun's fine. He's going along, swinging back and forth, and Tom's getting down and down. It's getting lower and lower, and he notices there's all this green goo on the roof of the cave and bat dung, you know, and bat dew and everything. And he has to get on his knees, and he's going in, and pretty soon he has to get way down and crawling on his stomach. And his back is all soaking with this damp goo. And the cave gets smaller and smaller. And Tom says, just like you do in the car when you're on a long drive, what do you say? When are we going to get there? Right? So the leprechaun says, oh, just a little bit further. Well, they came to an opening a little bit bigger than the size of a basketball. And the leprechaun leaped through. So Tom gets himself, squirms into the position, looks through, and he forces himself into the opening, and what does he see but a big open cave-like area. And the leprechaun is standing on a shelf across the way. And the leprechaun says, Tom, come in, you'll have the gold today. And what Tom also notices is that this beautiful rainbow, the most magnificent rainbow he's ever seen, shining from the roof down onto the center of the cave. And Tom says, well, all right, I've come all this way, where's the gold? Tom, step into the rainbow. Step into the rainbow. Oh, why should I do that? I just came for the gold. Give me the gold. Tom, step into the rainbow. So Tom goes, and he steps in the middle of the rainbow. And you know what happened? All of a sudden, he feels better than he's ever felt in his life. He feels so happy and so wonderful. All through him, he hears the voice, the echo across the cave, the leprechaun. Do you see it now, Tom? The only true gold is the gold within yourself. And Tom, if you want to keep the gold, you have to give it away. That's the riddle of it. Now, Tom was puzzled by this, but he never felt better in his life. So he couldn't wait to get home and tell his wife. So he goes back, even though with all the goo and everything on, he crawls back and he runs home and says, Mary, I got to tell you, I found the true pot of gold. It's inside us and we're going to get it and grow it by giving things away. Mary looks at him like, what are you, daft man? What's the matter with you? Do you see how poor we are? You look at those chickens out there. Look at that cow. They can barely give a drop of milk. What's the matter with you? Have you lost your mind entirely? No, trust me, Mary. So she gave him a week's grace. And so they went to church that Sunday, and they brought, the chickens laid 3 eggs, and they brought one of the eggs with them, and they gave it to a woman who was poorer than they were. And they brought a little bit of the milk from the skinny old cow, and they gave it to a woman who had no milk. And what do you think happened? The chickens started laying more eggs. The cow started giving more milk. Well, as time goes by, this keeps growing and growing. This bounty keeps growing and growing. And Tom now becomes a fairly prosperous man in the parish. And everybody behind their back after church said, can you believe these Fitzpatricks? You remember how poor they are? Look at them strutting around like they own the world now. What do you think happened? And some little kid goes up and tugs on Tom's coat. Mr. Fitzpatrick, what happened? Why are you so well-to-do nowadays? And Tom turns around from him and winks at him. It must have been the fairies.
That was Thomas Egan. The Lehigh Valley Storytelling Guild holds its storytelling circle at Godfrey Daniels at 74th Street in Bethlehem on the second Wednesdays of the month at 7:30 p.m., except the month of August. Come and listen to stories or try out a story yourself. We are a friendly audience and the event is free. For information about the Guild, Google Lehigh Valley Storytelling Guild or lvstorytelling.org. That's all for now. Have fun and keep a story in your heart.